Welcome to the Healing Elixir podcast. I'm your host, Alexis Charles. And how are you guys doing? I hope you guys are doing well. My topic today is something that I've been thinking about for like a couple weeks now. And I've noticed that I'm sometimes compare myself or I'm always in the future, right? I'm always like, okay, until I get here, I'm going to be able to do this and I got to keep going. And I tend to ignore the present moment. I tend to ignore the victories. I don't really like when I say small victories or small wins because it's just a win. It has no, it can't be measured. But I want to ask you, like, how many times are you comparing yourself to others? How many times are you more in the future than you are in the present? And then ask yourself why. Why do you believe that there is a means to an end and you have to get to the end to receive this means so you can be able to feel this way and thrive? Why can't you thrive right now? Why can't a win be waking up and actually getting ready for the day and going and doing whatever you have to do and coming back and saying, you know what, I did that. Why can't a win be you stepping outside of your comfort zone for just 1 second and you enjoying and being proud of yourself in that moment? Why can't we be here right now? It becomes very evident that our level of awareness has to be very strong, especially in this world, because we have to be aware of ourselves and we have to be aware of how we are influenced by the world around us. And sometimes the world around us may make us feel, no, that's actually incorrect. Nothing can make us feel a way. I learned this. It's actually only you can make you feel a certain way. So we are in this world and we are comparing ourselves to others and comparing ourselves to these things and wanting to be in the future. But why? Again, why? Why can't you feel that right now? Is it because the world has said until you get to that point, you can only feel that way? Is it because of fear? Is it because of other people's opinions? Well, honey, I'm here to tell you, you are on the right track. And I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you and you are on the right track. And if you don't feel like you're on the right track, guess what? Journal about it. Talk about it. Go back to the drawing board. Reflect. And then do things that you love that are not detrimental to you. And find your flow. And be proud of yourself, even in that moment that you are able to realize that you are drifting off. That you were drifting and you brought yourself back. No comparison. You are unique. You are the only you and that's your superpower. You are the only you and that's your superpower. So when you understand that everybody is on their own journey, doing their own thing, you'll realize that you have... This is no competition. Sometimes America is very competitive. That's the type of atmosphere that we live in, but you don't have to be. You are in your own lane, doing your own thing. And yes, sometimes we'll get tripped up and we'll start comparing ourselves again, but we're going to be self-aware enough to realize that thought. Bring awareness to that thought and let that thought go. Let it come, let it go. And that's how you're in flow. You let thoughts come, let them go. It's okay to think the things you think, but it's very important that you let the thoughts that don't serve you go. So where are you? Are you comparing yourself? Are you proud of yourself? Do you get stuck in the mundane too long that you forget to say, you know what, I'm actually a human being with a soul and a spirit and I am not a robot? Are you doing the things you love? Are you around the people you love? What life are you living? Is it your life, or is it a life that somebody told you you had to live in order for you to be successful? What life are you living? Is it yours? Have you created it? Are you following the strokes of somebody else's paintbrush when you have your own? Thank you for listening to the Healing Elixir podcast. Let's heal. Let's elevate. Let's upgrade your reality.